Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, developers in University Center are trying to speed up development to accommodate the visitors coming to the Sports and Events Center every weekend. Wes Tuttle is with the Tuttle Company and said this is an ongoing process.
We are actively working with the State Historic Preservation Office to try to speed up the review, both from the state and the National Park Service. We are working through plans to be designed as we speak, and so both of those efforts have to kind of coincide together before we can start going vertical with construction. But we are trying to expedite both of those processes.
Tuttle said there have been many conversations about shortening the timeline.
Those conversations have been going on probably for the past year. Originally, we thought this project, the full 23 acres, was going to be about a 8 to 6 year process, and now we're looking more so it's going to be completed in about 3 to 5 years.
He talked about the practical things they are doing to make that happen.
One of the things we're trying to do is to start construction underground site work before we get approval to go vertical with vertical construction. So that's one thing we can do ahead of time, because there's a lot of site work and a lot of work that people don't see underground that has to happen before the building can start going up. So we're trying to start at least with that kind of work before we even get approval to go vertical.
They are involved with several University Center projects.
Right now, we are involved with the Lowenstein Building. We are under design now for the next two parking decks, as well as some retail and one of two apartment buildings that will be built. All that's under design as we speak.
And although they are not directly involved in the construction of the two hotels, Tuttle said they are progressing.
The hotel is being done by a separate developer, the Sands Company. We aren't technically involved with them, but they are out of the ground. They are going vertical and still scheduled to finish by the end of this year.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.